Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Today is Pentecost Sunday. And it reminds us that Jesus kept his promise of sending his Holy Spirit, sending him as a comforter to us, as an inspiration, empowering us, giving us the boldness to stand for him, to be empowered to carry on the work that Jesus had already started. And so as we remember the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the first disciples, we pray that we will receive afresh today the power and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And as the Bible said, that we will be being filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember Acts 1:8? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and other parts of the world. And in Acts chapter 2, when they were in that upper chamber, the Holy Spirit was released upon them. And today, we don't have to wait because the Holy Spirit has already been poured out. Each time we receive, whenever someone receives Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, they receive the Holy Spirit because he is the one that draws us to Jesus and to the Father. But I believe that we need the constant infilling to overflowing, to be being filled every day. Today, our focus as we journey on the impact, on the new management, and today we will focus on the impact of the new management, and we'll delve into the concept that aligns very beautifully with the fruit of the Spirit, as Karen has rightly divided for us. And I would like us to read, if we have it on the screen together, please, Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. Can we read together, please? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such. But the fruit of the Spirit. Let's just leave the passage up there, reading from the MEV version. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. So the passage begins with the conjunction, but the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is. And so the conjunction is what I want us to look at just for 1 second. Maybe the apostle is saying, what I'm about to say in this passage is in contrast with what I've already mentioned, in contrast to the works of the flesh, as enumerated in verse 19 to 21 before this place. He says in 19 to 21, now the works of the flesh are revealed, which are these: adultery, sexual immorality, impurity, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, rage, selfishness, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I have previously warned you, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So, in the context of our faith, he is reminding us that if we have these things in us, then we are no more under the control of the aforementioned. In fact, it shouldn't even be, as a passage of scripture said, mentioned in our presence. It shouldn't even be mentioned in the body. In the context of our faith also, as we've already mentioned earlier, the new management refers to the transformative work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I know you believe with me that when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become part of a new kingdom. And in this kingdom, Jesus is the CEO, the ultimate CEO. And the Holy Spirit is the divine manager, I believe. Because Jesus brings us to the kingdom, and the Holy Spirit helps us to walk the walk with Jesus Christ. And I also believe that the new management brings about a radical change. Because like I mentioned, I think the two Sundays ago, it's not just about a superficial rebranding, but it's a complete overhaul of our hearts, our minds, and indeed our actions. So as believers in Christ, we are no longer governed by the old ways in verse 19 to 21. But we are now governed by the principles of the kingdom in verse 22 and verse 23. And at the heart of this transformation lie these things: the fruit of the Spirit is, which means it's just one fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is. So I believe the fruit is just one fruit manifesting in these things. So it's not as if you are a child of God, you're bearing or you're carrying love, you're carrying this and that, walking about. If you have the Holy Spirit, you have the fruit of the Spirit, and then when it's needful, they will manifest each of these things. When it's needful to show love, then it will transform itself and show love. When it's needed to show joy, it will transform itself and joy will come out. So the fruit of the Spirit is just that presence of the Holy Spirit. And when we make ourselves always open to Him, He now produces these things. And they are the character traits that are found in the nature of Christ and also found in the life of someone under the new management, then manifesting in these nine threads, I'll call them, and nine facets of the same one fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is a byproduct of the Holy Spirit Himself in the life of a believer. It shows that we are living for God, and it is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of Henry. The fruit of the Spirit. So it's not myself that brings out and yields this fruit. It is the Holy Spirit in me. And so for me to show forth and exhibit these threads, then I have to walk under the Spirit. I have to allow myself surrendered under the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to have free course in my life. So in 1 minute or so, let me try to bring them down as we've done before. The Holy Spirit bringing love. So the new management teaches us that love is unconditional. It's not just a warm feeling about someone. It's about sacrifice. It's about giving something up because I love you, because I love Christ, because I love the body of Christ, because I love my children, because I love my friend. It's not just, that's a warm feeling. What am I prepared to let go because of him or because of her? If I am under the new management, and if I am living under the Holy Spirit, it is the kind of love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross for all of us. That's the love that we are talking about. So when we love like this, it transforms our relationships. It transforms our families. It transforms the community of Christ. Joy. The joy of the Holy Spirit is not dependent on external circumstances, as you know. It is a deep, abiding joy that sustains us, even in trials. So as part of the new management, we find joy in our salvation. We find joy in worship, corporate worship. And we find joy also in serving others. So joy, even when I don't feel like it, the Holy Spirit helps me to show forth and exhibit that enthusiasm. Thank you for bringing that word. Enthusiasm in the Spirit. And it comes to me even when the enemy brings things around trying to stifle the joy in me. The Holy Spirit, because He lives in me, will help me to still show that enthusiasm for Jesus Christ. The peace of Christ surpasses all understanding. And we know this. It's not merely the absence of conflict. It's that inner calm that comes to me when I know God is with me. So the new management brings this peace into our chaotic lives. The new management tells us God is with me. And so I have that calm assurance that He is with me. Patience is a virtue cultivated by the Holy Spirit also. And it helps us to endure hardships. It helps us to wait on God's timing. And it helps us also to extend grace to others. So the new management reminds us that God's timing is perfect. When I have that patience, I will believe in His own timing for me. And I will believe that when He answers my prayers, how He answers my prayers, it's not about me. It's all about Him, because it is His duty to answer prayers. And so gentleness also, it doesn't mean weakness. In fact, gentleness is strength under control. That is gentleness. So the new management empowers us to respond gently, even in challenging situations, and I have been in loads of them. And so when we do, we reflect the character of Christ. Gentleness, not weakness, but strength under control. Goodness is not doing what is right. Goodness is not just doing what is right, but is doing it even when no one is watching. That is goodness. If I have goodness as the fruit of the Spirit, it doesn't matter who is watching. It doesn't matter who is the CCTVs are watching me, or driving when I'm driving on the M1 or wherever. It doesn't matter if the speed lights are there. I just obey the traffic rules. I just see it like that. Obeying the traffic rules, even when there is no traffic lights, that is goodness. So that rightness, that doing right, even when no one is watching. So a child of God lives out the character of Christ. A child of God does the right thing, not when he's under surveillance, not when he thinks they are watching me, but of course he is watching us. Yes, he is watching us. But we do good not because he is watching us. He's not like, a child of God is not like the person I described a few weeks ago, that wanted to go out doing acts of kindness. But let's say his acts of kindness was costing him like £100. But he went and hired a press and paid them £1,000 to cover his acts of kindness of £100. That is not goodness. That is someone who is doing eye service, I will say. So goodness is rightness when no one is watching. And so faith also is not blind. Faith is rooted in trust. So the new management strengthens our faith, enabling us to believe God's promises and also to walk confidently in His will, believing that He will do this, trusting Him, and having confidence that whatever He says He will do, He will do it for us. That is faith. And when we stand on His word, we are wired and fired up with the faith under the Holy Spirit, and we believe Him no matter what. Meekness. Meekness is humility in action. So, when we recognize that our dependence is on God and we treat others with respect, the new management reshapes our proudful hearts, because in our human nature, we have our little pride, right? But when we have the meekness that comes by yielding under the new management, then the Holy Spirit reshapes our prideful hearts and we become humble vessels under Christ. And we can do whatever we are asked to do because we have that humbleness, that meekness, that reshaping of our prideful hearts. Self-control, the Holy Spirit empowers us to master our desires and our impulses. And so the new management helps us to say no to some destructive habits and to say yes to godliness. Because against these things, there is actually no law. We are not living under a sort of rule if we are abiding and we are under the Holy Spirit. Against such, there is no law. So these are not regulations in themselves. They are the natural outflow of a heart surrendered to Christ. It is my prayer that the Holy Spirit will help us and that we'll cultivate these gifts in our lives. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, we make ourselves available to you. We open up ourselves to you. And Lord, we pray that you will help us as we walk this walk, that we will show forth the character traits of a life lived under the new management. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.